from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Coming up in 10 minutes, I got some more Olympic hot take. We'll get to that. But first, this is everyone's favorite part of the show. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, I'll turn it over to our famous, world famous, the one that everybody that I run into that realizes I work at 1080 The Fan asks me, can you tell me about Jordan Schultz?
I appreciate you. I know you're lying, but I appreciate you.
I am actually not.
Really? I must be a mysteriously angry creature.
Can so you just lied me twice in this segment.
They ask me, can you tell me about Jordan Schultz? And I say, boy, how long you got?
I need therapy. I'm getting some, though. I love my sports, and I get passionate about them. Speaking of which, MLB players, Olympics, I know we talked about that a couple weeks ago, but watch.
Bryce Harper wants to win a gold medal.
Well, I see the WNBA taking time off to allow their players to play, you know, and not just in the basketball, but in the three-on-three basketball as well. Haley Van Lith leading that team.
I kind of want to wonder, like, what if, what if Steph is like, you know, I'm not really built for this roster of five-on-five. What if I grab, like, my boy Clay and Draymond, and we just do three-on-three?
See, that would be cool.
Wouldn't
Super
that be
teams
cool?
Of retired NBA players for the three-on-three.
Three-on-three?
Okay, so let's grab
Steph, Clay, Draymond would be fascinating.
I mean, yeah, I think, like, Dirk Nowitzki can still shoot it. Like, let's grab guys that have retired in the last few years.
Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, why not? I think they could beat out a very young
Dwayne
team
Wade, Slovenia. LeBron James, and Chris Bosh.
There you go.
Let me see it. I want to see it.
I'm down. I think they'd win gold. You're right. I love that. All right, guys, let's get into some. I really tried to put some thought into these first couple. I'm going to really try to stump you, and maybe I'll continue with one of these questions and kind of the formats as we go week to week, because I really liked it. But first one has to do with big news of the day. Chicago, the White Sox of the South Side, setting the record, or at least tying the record, excuse me, for most consecutive losses in the American League, tying the 1988 Baltimore Orioles with 21.
Ouch.
Blackjack, baby. So I was looking, and obviously it gotta be really bad to lose this many games in a row got me thinking, how many runs can these teams score during these really crappy 21-game losing streaks? So, guys, fair or foul, the 1988 Baltimore Orioles scored more runs than the 2024 White Sox during their 21-game losing streak. By the way, White Sox up 4-1 over the Athletics right now, top eight.
Also, a fun fact about that Orioles team is I believe those 21 losses all came at the beginning of the season. So they started the season 0-21.
You are correct.
Yes. Wow.
Game 1 to game 21.
We're done.
Out of it before,
we're done.
Before the end of April, you're like, okay, so how about next year? How about 1989? That's our year, right? I'm going to say, man, I'm going to say foul that the, you worded it in what way that the Orioles
scored? I said the Orioles scored more runs than the White Sox.
I'm going to say fair, just because I'm going to play recency bias, and dear God, this White Sox team is just hot garbage, and they cannot hit the ball, even less so than the Mariners. And I understand it's not like the Orioles were world beaters back then, and when you lose 21 straight games to start the season. But I'm going recency bias here, and that the White Sox have been worse.
I'm going to ride with Joe on this and say fair, but I'll do it for different reasons, as I love to do on fair or foul with you. Only because I don't think the Orioles in that year walked in expecting to be okay and then completely fall off. This White Sox team, I have to believe, is an all-timer. Because they've got guys that we know. They've got names. And they are so bad. They are so bad that their high prospects that are now in the league are terrible. Their best pitcher that they should have traded at the deadline basically told everybody, I won't pitch for you. That things are so bad. I'm fair. For different reasons, but I'm with Joe. I'm fair.
How good must Paul DeJong felt walking from the White Sox
see you later,
to the Royals?
Nobody traded for Tommy Pham, and that made me so excited. Like, Tommy, you got to stay there. You have to stay there and be a loser with them.
Tommy Pham went to the Cardinals.
Oh, really?
No, they did. They did get rid of him.
Shoot.
Yeah, he went to the Cardinals, and he's actually playing really, really well for the Cardinals.
Well, yeah, because he's not on the White Sox.
Well, and he loves St. Louis, man. He's started with them.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say that was his team, right?
Yeah. He's a big fan of them.
They dumped two veterans, and that was it. All right, guys, so that fair or foul is actually foul. Kind of fascinating to me because I was just wondering if there was, you know, 21-game losing streaks 40 years apart, if there's a discrepancy in runs scored. It actually wasn't that much. The White Sox scored more runs in this 21-game losing streak. 49 runs total. The Baltimore Orioles back in 88 scored 44 runs. Pretty wacky.
Over 21 games, 44 runs.
Yeah.
Dear Cal Ripken, too.
Cal Ripken Sr. was the manager of that team for six games.
You had Eddie Murray. You had Brady Anderson off the bench. That was actually not a bad Orioles team.
Well, it was. They were 54-107.
As far as the names. As far as the names,
Did Brady Anderson have Eloy Jimenez on the back of his jersey?
Well, they... they
did Cal Ripken have Yoan Moncada on the back of his jersey?
They fired...
Eddie Murray, I will not trash Eddie Murray, Cleveland legend.
They fired Cal Ripken Sr. after the first six games of the season.
Wow.
And they brought on Frank Robinson.
Oh, the old... They brought the old boy back. They were like, yo,
all right, Frank, come on. Frankie, save us, buddy.
Frank, we need you, buddy.
And then he went and lost 15 games straight.
15 more...
Frank, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what locker room has a worse vibe? That 88 locker room with the Orioles or the White Sox in 2024?
It's got to be White Sox now because Frank Robinson, like, at least brought some stability.
Yeah.
Like, Frank Robinson is I mean, they have awards named after him.
One of the greatest players of all time.
First player to ever win an MVP in both leagues.
There you go. And a... Manager of the Year in both leagues as well?
Manager of the
league. Would you rather start the season with a 21-game losing streak or end the season with a 20-game?
Start, without a doubt. Ask the 2019 Nationals. They won a World Series.
Yeah, that's a great
point. They were
point.
Terrible at the end of May, and they won a World Series.
But again, like, if you were just... If your team sucked regardless and you knew you weren't going to be in the playoffs...
Yeah. If you're the Tigers right now, okay? Like, a team that's, like, trying to build. You got some young guys... Would I rather be bad at the beginning or bad at the end? I'd rather be bad at the beginning.
Well, again, you're bad all year. I'm just saying, would you rather end the year with 21 straight losses or start the... I think I'd rather start the year with 21.
Hey, man, one of the best teams in baseball in the month of July was the Oakland Athletics.
That's fair.
I'd rather be that.
You got a point. I guess if I'm a manager, I want it at the end of the year because then more in danger.
You want to be bad at the end of the year?
At the beginning of the year.
And we're just all mailing it in?
Well, no, but if you start sucking like Cal Ripken
Senior did. We're going to Galveston, Texas. Is that it?
God, like, imagine after those like first 6-7 losses, you're like, well, the season's almost over. And then you get the loss 13, and you're like, please, God, end the season.
Yeah, and Chuck's sending you to Galveston, Texas. Is that
kill
what
me, please.
All right. A lot of big ladies in Galveston, I'm told.
That's what I've heard.
San Antonio.
All right, guys. Fair or foul number
Texas
two.
Texas in general.
Really was getting into my Seattle Mariners history this week, and I wanted to try to stump you with some former Mariners, just like random names that you may or may not know that have actually played with Seattle. So, guys, fair or foul. All four of these players have spent time in a Seattle Mariners uniform. Pat Borders, 1992 MVP, by the way, of the World Series.
Great player.
You should know who he is.
Borders, great player.
Yeah. Toronto Blue Jays stud catcher. Roberto Pettijean, Ed Sprague, and Goose Gossage. All four have spent time in a Mariners uniform, fair or foul. Pat Borders, Roberto Pettijean, Ed Sprague, and Goose Gossage.
I only know two of those players. In Pat Borders and Goose.
Love it.
I'm going to say foul, just because I feel like three of the four, I couldn't tell you which three or four, but I feel like he's trying to throw a curveball at me.
I'm also going to say
foul. Nasty 15 RPM curveball.
I'm also going to say foul because I feel like Goose is such an iconic aesthetic player that I feel like I would have seen Goose Gossage in a Mariner uniform at some point because he is so iconic from a look point. I don't know how to say that better. From an aesthetic point, like, he's got such a distinct vibe to his face that I haven't seen him in a Mariner, so I'll say foul as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sorry, guys. All four.
Jesus.
All four have played in a Mariners uniform, and I think I'm going to bring this back next
week. My pacemaker!
Because I could do this for days. We could do this with other teams as well. So let me quickly go through, guys. Roberto Pettijean spent a few different years just kind of partly in the major leagues with the Red Sox a bit, with the Mariners. Opening day, 2006, but was DFA'd in July after hitting a .185. He did hit over 230 home runs in Nippon Professional Baseball, though. So one of those guys just didn't make it here in America, but slugged it slugged it in Japan.
You got to do it.
Next up, Pat Borders, the 1992 World Series MVP, played in both Tacoma and Seattle from 01 to 05. Kind of went up and down as the organization's third catcher.
I didn't know Pat Borders played that late in 05.
Yeah.
He was still in the league.
That was his last season. And I actually remember...
Great player.
I was at the game that they had called him back or, like, re-signed him from Tacoma because Dan Wilson had gotten injured that year. And it was just, like, a shock. Like, hey, starting at catcher, Pat Borders, a 42-year-old. It was awesome. He played, until 05. We just said that. Ed Sprague played his final season in 2001 with the Mariners during their 116-win season. He was a utility player, appeared in 45 games, bat .298. And I guess the one that surprised you guys most, Goose Gossage. He spent his final season with the Mariners in 1994, pitching in 36 games and threw 29 strikeouts in a 4.18 ERA. Goose was a Mariner.
How memorable.
Strike here.
All right. A fair foul number three. So, big news coming out today. MLB's kind of been doing games all around the world and different... locations around America as well.
I saw this.
Yeah. This is huge. I mean, Rick Woodfield, that game was awesome. The Field of Dreams, different kinds of locations. Well, Rob Manfred and MLB announcing a very, very different kind of location. Next season, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and Speedway Motorsports CEO Marcus Smith making the announcement that an MLB game between the Braves and Reds will be played at Bristol Motor Speedway next year. That is a crazy stadium, hosts around 150,000 people, you guys. Fair or foul, hosting a game at Bristol Speedway will garner huge TV ratings for Major League Baseball.
I'm going to say foul. It's going to get about the same amount of ratings as the game that they had down in Alabama this year or the one that they had at the Field of Dreams game. I think it's going to get something around that. And also, how far are the fans going to be from the field? Like, isn't there a whole racetrack, like, separating the inner field of Bristol? Like, how are they going to do this exactly?
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering.
Are they going to build stands in, I forget what they call the inner part of the racetrack.
Yeah. I will say foul because I think this is kind of a stupid idea just from a logistics standpoint. I have nothing against racing. Like if they have cars racing during the game,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, if you like cars driving left all the time, like good for you. Like I'm so happy for you. I think the ratings will be not great for this, but I do want them to do NASCAR rules about what you can take into the game. I want people in the outfield
people bringing
with barbecues and coolers and partying in the bleachers.
Hell yeah.
Like it's a NASCAR. That would be amazing. But no, again, I have no issue against NASCAR. If you love NASCAR, that's good for you. It's not my thing. But if you love it, that's awesome. Logistically, Joe's right. Where are you going to put the field?
Yeah.
That's true. Like, is everybody, like, hanging out in RVs on the pitcher mound?
No, like, I would assume you're building up, like, stands kind of down to the center of the pit where the grass is.
Which makes me think the only way to put a baseball stadium in a NASCAR track would be able to take away 75% of a NASCAR track. So it's not that exciting. You see what I mean? Like, if you had a baseball game in the middle of downtown Disneyland, you'd be like, wow, there's the Matterhorn. Wow, there's Space Mountain. But in the middle of a NASCAR track, you would have to take out the entire NASCAR track.
Now, are they really going to, like, fill that whole stadium, too? There's, like,
no.
What would you say, 150,000?
It's around 150,000 seats.
In where? Bristol, Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Really? You don't think?
No, what, a bunch of ESPN guys are going to go there?
Yeah,
who lives in Bristol?
I don't know. Yeah, a bunch of ESPN guys. That'd be it. All right, guys, final fair or foul. Concerning the Texas Rangers, they are 6 games under .500 at 54-60, but they are still only 5.5 games out of first place.
Corey Seager broke
AL
up Framber Valdez's no-hitter with 2 outs at the bottom of the ninth. Hit a dinger.
Yes, he did.
That guy's a 2-time World Series MVP in different leagues.
And Corey Seager's damn good.
That's true. I like him.
Corey!
Him? Along
Corey.
With... Adolis Garcia, as well as Marcus Semien, combining for almost 60 home runs between the three of them this year. They still have Scherzer and John Gray on the injured list. So
DeGrom's going to be back in about 2 weeks.
Exactly. They're getting some help back. So,
God,
guys,
when have I not heard that before?
It's true. Fair or foul, the Texas Rangers will make the playoffs this season.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the...
I'll go first on this. You know, I don't think Texas will make the playoffs. I don't think they quite have it. I think they caught really great lightning in a bottle last year. But I do think, so I will say foul, but I do think they're a team to watch. I do think so. I think Dave Robertson has been one of the best relievers in baseball this year. And Bochy is always going to do Bochy things. You never know what DeGrom's going to look like. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but boy, I'm really intrigued. I'm curious about them. I'm more curious about them than I am, say, the Padres. I'm more curious about them than, say, the Braves. And I'm more curious about them than, say, the Astros in their own division. I don't think they will, but I'm going to keep an eye on them. I'm going to keep an eye on them. I think they've got guys, and they've got the best manager in baseball.
I'm going to say foul. They just are not hitting the ball like last year.
No.
Offense is not nearly as potent. Adolis Garcia is taking a step back. Josh Young, Jonah Heim, Marcus Semien isn't even hitting the ball as
Evan
well.
Carter, Evan Carter's been on the DL for 3 months.
Dude, and he was supposed to have a great full season
and
after
Wyatt,
having his, you know, and, de facto rookie year last year.
And Wyatt Langford, who was the number one prospect for your Jackson Holiday,
started playing a lot better, but
okay,
started very slow. He did hit for the cycle at one point this year, which
cool. Everybody
that's one
has
game,
great
though.
Games.
Yeah, exactly. Their offense is just not it this year, and they've lost arms. They've not been healthy on that side of the diamond. No, and they're like probably. I mean, the last AL wildcard team, who are they right now? You got the Yankees, you have the Twins, and then like the Royals and the Red Sox are probably that. Like, you're probably looking at eight,
because
seven,
Seattle
eight
is not a wildcard team. They got to win the division.
Well, again, and whoever's finishing second in that division is not making the playoffs.
No,
so,
no. In the West is no. The East is, yeah, the Yankees, and the Central, yeah, the Twins have got hot. And maybe the Royals, but I doubt, even though I really picked them at the beginning of the year.
So I say the nay. Rangers, you need a lot to go right at the end of the year, and I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be a Bochy. This year sucks, and then next year they come out the gates like gangbusters, and Bochy is just in every other year. He's like, yeah, I win, and then we chill out for a year, and then we win again, and then we chill out for a year, and then we win again.
All right, well, that's all I got for you guys, and thanks to the Vancouver Ford texter correcting us, Bristol Speedway not in Connecticut, and I looked it up, it's actually in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. Well, that sounds better, because Nashville wants a baseball team, so we'll see how they show up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.